Fidel?
Yes.
Yes, hi, it's Tina from Local Squash. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Great, I'm glad to hear it. I was just following up because we're still having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if something's going on with the card that we have on file.
Probably, I'm not sure, but you know what? I was supposed to be canceling that like 2 months ago. I don't remember if it was like in December or November. I called and I talked to someone regarding the payment, and because I was behind on payment also, and I asked her to please cancel everything. So, but I had to pay that month and continue, and she gave me until I think it was February or something like that.
There's a note in here that it was from me. You and I talked, and it said that you initially wanted to cancel due to closing your business. I offered 30 days on the back end, and client will continue. So, when we do a special offer like that, and, you know, that's a retention effort to get you to, you know, continue. So the account doesn't automatically cancel after the 30 days. It's that your next payment is pushed out 30 days so that you don't get two payments close together, right? Because your billing cycle is on the 16th of each month. So, you know, we didn't want you to have to pay two payments close together like that, right? So that's what that was. It wasn't that it automatically canceled.
Question. What can we do with this?
You're still closing the business?
Yes.
You are? Okay. So what I would recommend then, because we can't cancel it with a past due amount, so what I would recommend is we could switch your campaign to the website hosting of $49 a month, and then once we collect that, we can cancel it and there'd be no further charges. Because I'd hate to charge you $199 if you just want to cancel it anyway, you know what I mean? So I could help you out a little bit and just charge you for the 1 month of the website hosting.
Okay, so how much it will be the total?
$49.
Okay, let me see if we can probably use a different card to close that one.
Okay, give me that way
you can.
Yeah, get that, process that, and then cancel it right after, right?
Yes, please.
Okay, so give me a second here. I just have to adjust the billing because I don't want to have you get hit with another. So I'll take off the $199 and select the hosting. Let's see if you have a call tracking number. I don't think you do. No, you don't. Okay. So I'll select the hosting without the call tracking. It's spinning, so it's taking me to the correct page. It's just taking a moment, so 1 second. Okay, here we go. Okay, so go ahead. I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
Okay, it's going to be 4259.
Okay.
0720.
0720, you said?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
5905.
5905, okay.
A5, A5. 8585,
okay, expiration?
Expiration is 10/29.
And the code?
The CV code, CVV is 046.
046. And is this card still under the King's Crossway for the billing address?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. So let me get your authorization for the $49, and then I will process the cancellation, and you will be good to go. So just bear with me here. We'll make sure everything processes. Okay, I got the green light on the payment, and I see that you're on a loyalty program where you get every third month for free. So if you wanted to keep the site, you could do that, and I could put you on a loyalty program where you get every other month for free, which means you'd be paid in full all the way until May 16th. Only reason I suggest it is I see your five-star reviews that are on Google that are populated onto your site, you know, so I don't know if you ever wanted to consider, even though the business is closed, taking on a side job here or there and just having the site up for a little bit of extra credibility. You could do that if you wanted to.
Yeah, for right now, I think I'll skip it. I might be calling you back later. I'm not sure. By far,
okay.
you guys have been one of the most, the best companies that I've been with, because, I mean, it's accessible, and the one that's given me the best results, probably.
Oh, thank you for that. That's
the best
kind word.
Yeah, the best return. I think, let's put it this way. I mean, I've been with Jelp, Angie's, all those kind of advertisement companies. Yeah, they produce a lot of leads, but they charge a lot. So by far, you guys have been one of the ones that I get the most in return based on the payment.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it, Fidel. That's really great news. Okay, no problem.
I'm very happy with you guys, with the service you guys provide. It shows that I'm closing the business.
Okay. So I went ahead and processed the cancellation, and so you are good to go. So you won't have to worry about any further charges. And thank you for taking care of that, you know, one payment that I adjusted for you. And then in the meantime, have a really nice rest of your week too, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Fidel. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.